Richard King for breakfast.
He's our wild thing, one of our NRL Nation commentators. He will actually be calling the Saturday night game that we're covering. The Rabbitohs taking on his old team, the Sea Eagles. Brett Camorley and Mark Spud Carroll will call the game. All the action from around about 7:30 right here on Saturday night. The man himself's on the line, Mark Spud Carroll. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you and our listeners. Richard, hope you're well.
I am very well, mate, and I jumped two ahead of you thanks to the fact that you only got two last week in the tipping and I got four. So we were even Stevens last week, but I've jumped ahead by two again.
Unbelievable. I couldn't pick my nose, so if you can't beat me, jump
down
on.
Now. can New South Wales beat Queensland next Wednesday? Five new faces in the Blues team. What do you think of the new lineup?
I think the word has to be we need to win. So I just think looking at the side, it's probably the side that Madge wanted before injuries hit. So I think the players that have come on would have been at the side, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what they can do. Hopefully we can keep 13 on the field.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Anyway, look, Ivan Cleary, the Panthers coach, is calling for a shorter NRL season due to the demand on players, which has resulted in a number of, injuries. Obviously, Nathan Cleary suffered from that. What do you think? Do you think the season's too long?
If you're putting those sort of remarks, I've got to agree. But it's a player you want to play for your side after you played Origin. They're paying for the big bucks to play there. So injuries, I just can't believe how many injuries you've had this year.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible. Is it to do with their training? Is it overload? You've got to remember, every time they train, it's 100%. They say, you train how you should want to play, but that's every day. So it's all fatiguing their body. The way the system is now, I know we've got 18 teams now. I think we should just play 18 times. It'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, everybody plays each other once, 18 rounds, okay. Look, there's been a lot said about people staying down. You hear the old call, Hollywood, and everybody hates it soccer, playing for the penalties. It's been happening a bit in rugby league, but now the NRL said, you attempt to stay down and milk a penalty, you could be sent off for an HIA. You think that's a good move?
Yeah, bloody hell. I actually wrote about it in a column I do for the Nightly. And I spoke about, I'm sick of seeing these players, and we've seen them on the weekend with regards to Flanagan. He got hit with a feather. He laid on the ground. He got the penalty. The player in question got put on report, which he passed right away. And then he got put the HIA, and he's always like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Yes.
In that next 15 minutes, they scored three tries.
Yeah, I think it's a good move too. Okay, round 16, it kicks off tomorrow night, no Thursday night game, the split round because of State of Origin next week. It'll be a ripper up at Suncorp Stadium. The Dolphins take on Melbourne, both sides coming off wins last week, and a big boost for Melbourne. Ryan Pappenhausen back from injury again. Jesse Bromwich back for the Dolphins. Should be a good game. I'm going to go for the Dolphins at home. Who you like in this one?
Oh, Dolphins at home. I'll tell you what. Did you see the way Melbourne played last week over there against the Warriors? They didn't touch the ball for the first 20 metres, 20 minutes, and they won. So I'm going to go the Warriors, Pappenhausen's back, injury-free.
Okay. He's going Melbourne. He's going Melbourne. Yeah, you are in catch-up mode. Okay, there are three games on Saturday. The first at Seabra Stadium on the Gold Coast. Titans take on the Warriors. David Fifita back for the Gold Coast. But Roger Tuivasa-Sheck back from a hamstring injury. Another one with those bad injuries. Who do you like in this one?
I've seen the Titans play last week. I'll go to the Warriors.
Yeah, well, I'm going the Warriors too. They had a shocker last week, the Titans. Okay, the 5:30 game being played down at Industry Stadium in Gosford, a home game for the Roosters. They take on the Bulldogs. The Chooks coming off a win against the Eels last week, and the Dogs fresh from a bye. Tricolours minus four players thanks to Origin. Jennings out with another one with a hamstring injury. And Canterbury, well, they've made a number of moves there with Crichton being replaced in the centres. He's away on Origin and duty. Who do you like, Roosters or the Bulldogs?
Roosters, I think. That's up there. Gosford was a great ground to play footy on. And the Bulldogs, they're still missing a couple of big players. I know Burton's back, but I'll go to the Roosters.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm going the other way. I'm going for the Bulldogs. Gosford, Gosford, from a player's point of view, good game to... good ground to play on, you reckon, Spud?
Oh, it's so good, mate. It's so good. It's a shame no one's been up there, mate. It's a waste of the ground. The stands are perfect, the perfect height distance, close to the game. And it's the best thing about that, when I can ride my jet ski up there, Richard, I've actually dived there. I've got a game coming up for New South Wales Cup in a couple of weeks, and go by jet ski, leave it in the water there up against the wharf, call the game and go back home.
Where do you leave from?
I live at a place called Bayview.
I know Bayview, yep.
Bayview, and go along the pit water there, and I can get across in my jet ski in 30 minutes.
The Spud Ski, right, okay. Yeah. The late game on Saturday. This is at a core stadium. The Rabbitohs taking on Manly. This should be a beauty. The Bunnies on the comeback. They've had three on the trot, and your old team, the Seagulls, have made easy work of the Dragons last week. Souths with no Luttrell or Murray due to Origin. Jai Gray named at fullback, and Manly without three of their stars due to Origin. I'm going to go to the Rabbitohs to make it four in a row.
I was going to join you. I'm going to go Manly.
Yeah, right.
Manly up against the odds, missing quite a few players. I love knowing that Nathan Brown is co-captain. Love him. I think he'll lead the charge, and it's going to be a good little challenge. Sean Kepi was at Manly, and when you go against your old side, you sort of leave a couple of good hits in there saying, why did you let me go?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure the conversations for the middle should be fantastic.
Okay, and you're going to be calling that game along with Brett Camorley Saturday night. All the action from McCaw Stadium here from about 7:30 on Saturday. Okay, the final and fifth game in round 16, the Sunday telly game, 4 o'clock at Campbelltown. The Tigers take on the Raiders. Long time coming for Tigers fans last week, but they finally got a win. Lachlan Glemmon also back from injury, and the Green Machine looking to bounce back from the loss to the Cows last week. Which way are you going, Tigers or Raiders?
It's crazy. Usually the Raiders are very hard to beat at home. They've been getting beaten week in, week out. They seem to be, I think they like to be the underdog. I mean, they've got to travel up here, so I'm going to go to the Raiders.
You're going the Raiders. Okay, I'm going Tigers. And State of Origin 2 next Wednesday. What do you reckon the scoreline's going to end up?
Mate, I think if we come out the blocks fast, I'm thinking 13+. People think I'm crazy, but I've just got this feeling, mate. Madge wanted this side. He's now got it. Now he's implemented all his magic. And as I said, we need to win this desperation. We need to be 1-1 going up to Queensland. So 13+.
Oh, I'm with you on that one. New South Wales, go the Blues. Mate, always good to talk to you. Good calling over the weekend. We'll catch up next Thursday. Have a great week. Good on you, Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators. And a reminder, too, we're covering the Friday night game. There's no Thursday night game for round 16. It'll be Mark Braybrook, Scotty Sattler and Gary Freeman calling the Dolphins Storm game, which should be a beauty. All the action right here from 7 o'clock.